Hello.
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for AMA Home Improvement Contractors.
How can I help you?
Oh, hi, my name is Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I appreciate that. And the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on the first page of Google for your keywords there in your area. And
Right.
I'm sure that you've used Google before, right? Once or twice.
We've used Google before. The problem that I have with Google right now is that my name, the name of my business, I guess we are AMA Home Improvement Contractors, and then there's another AMA Home Improvement that's in East Havens. So apparently every time I try to set up my account on Google, it keeps getting flagged. Or so
For
we do with it.
duplicate, it thinks
Well,
you're
not just for duplicate. Apparently these people are getting so annoyed at the fact that, there's another business kind of similar to theirs, and they're just flagging pretty much anything they possibly can. They're flagging it for scam, they're flagging them for using somebody else's payments
Oh, that
methods,
company. Okay, and so they think they're trying to submit a new listing to escape the poor reviews that company has.
yeah.
Okay, I understand. Okay, yes, we can get you verified with your company name in your area. So we come across that all the time. So we can get you submitted without all of the snags you'll encounter when trying to submit on your own.
So even though I already have a profile ID,
You
or do you sign up? I have a profile ID, but it's inactive right now because, and I've submitted literally, I've even paid people to go in to try to get it reinstated. And it's just, I've changed things, I've added pictures, I've sent them copies over registrations on the truck, I've sent them copies of our insurance information, licensing, obviously, literally everything they've asked for and nothing.
Okay. So yeah, and so we're one of Google's channel partners. So we submit more businesses to Google every day than anyone else in the country. So when it comes from one of their partners, we're a trusted partner, right? We've been a partner with them for 20 years. So when it comes from one of their partners, we can get it through. How long have you been in business there as AMA?
Since 2022, 3 years,
2022.
October.
Okay, and I'm sorry, my name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
Adrian.
Adrian, it's nice to meet you. Are those your initials, AMA?
Those are my kids' initials, actually. AMA. Or I have three boys, and I wanted to have something that had a meaning. I was running my father's business for 20 plus years. My family also owns a masonry company, and then I branched out because I do a lot more carpentry than I still know how to do masonry. It's just, I wanted to do more carpentry than anything else. So I ended up getting a new home construction license, and we're busy. We have work. It's just I need my presence on Google.
Absolutely, yes. And so I was looking for a website for you, and when I type the business name into the box, it shows me everything about you, right? And I see some great reviews. I see the Facebook page. Is Facebook kind of what you're using as your online spot right now?
That's the only thing that I'm using right now, other than that and Angie's Leads, but that's pretty much it. Because
Angie.
everything else, like I said, keeps getting goddamn flagged. And I'm like, okay, what the hell is going on? I even try reaching out to the guy that owns the other company. He goes, "You copied my name." I'm like, "I don't even know who you are, man. These are my kids' initials. Like, what are you getting at?"
Right. Okay. And then
Like, I don't know you. Plus, I don't want to have anything to do with him because his reviews are not really the greatest.
Right.
So
I see that.
it's not like I'm after something that, I'm sure if you go online and you can see AMA Home Improvement, it's, they got some reviews, but, they got people that are pretty upset about it.
Right. Yeah, it's not good. Yeah. And then while we were talking, I was messaging John. He's my technician for the area, and I'm letting him know all about the Google account that was flagged. He's going to pull it up here. And so, and this would be not just submission on Google. This would also be first page placement. So anytime anybody goes to Google to search for new home build or carpentry services or any of the variations, we make sure that they see you at that moment that they need you. And for this service, Adrian, it's just month-to-month pricing. There are no contracts or anything like that. And, again, the reason you're getting the call today is because they had one of those first-page positions open up in your area. So once that position fills there today, they would block out that space for you. So not only would you have your name on there, but you would come up by keyword. That all makes sense so far, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and then so I'm just pulling him over to apply. So the good news is if you're under 5 years in business, you can qualify for the promotional rate that they have. It's a reduced rate just for our newer companies. So I'm grabbing John and I'm letting him know about the issue with the listing, and then I'll also pull up the pricing. And then being that they have that area open for programming today, if we could get you up there on Google and make that affordable, that would be something you would want, right?
Well, yes, the pricing has everything to do with it. Because I said, I'm already advertising on multiple platforms. And, you know, obviously I got to be able to watch because winter's coming too. And they got to be able to watch, you know, given that we are a new business, I got to be able to watch every penny that's spent.
Absolutely.
So
yes.
I definitely don't want to go in there spending $1,000 a month. You know, it's like, okay, this is getting a little ridiculous when it comes to that. I had somebody that she just came in. She said, oh, that's a great deal, $1,000 a month. I was like, no, it's not a great deal for $1,000 a month.
Right. Yeah. Well, we can get you a better rate than that. Really, the hard part about getting there, it's not really the cost. It's the availability, and that we have.
Right.
That's why we're assigned to that area. But, yes, I'm just bringing John over to apply the rate and then the details about the listing. Hang on here.
Thank you for holding. Is this Adrian?